The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, Linda's on assignment this morning. And good morning. It is the 8th of August, 8-8. 8-8. Did that get y'all inspired there, Ben?
Yes.
7:05, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, son, please, your enthusiasm is overwhelming here.
Thank you. My brain is running at full capacity.
you gotta learn to start dumping stuff out of your brain. You know, I mean, because here's the scary thing: you're only 18. And your brain's running at full capacity. What happens in, 5 years from now?
True.
You won't even remember your name. So, what national day is it?
Normally, today is Christina's day.
Oh, that's right. And but so Christina is in the Ukraine today.
So, say some prayers.
Or Ukraine today. Yes, yeah, say some prayers for her. They just launched another offensive there. I think the Ukrainians going after the Russians this time. But she's going to a couple other countries, too. Let's hope. I think her mom's someplace in, Eastern Europe. Anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out for Christina. She'll text me, and we might be able to talk to her while she's over there so she can give us a first-hand account of what's happening.
Perfect.
Okay, so what national day is it?
I have so many, and they are all really good.
So you say.
But this one's pretty funny. Sneak some zucchini into your neighbor's porch day.
Okay, just go buy that. I have no idea why you want to sneak zucchini into your neighbor's porch day.
National Whataburger Day.
Whataburger. Okay.
National Pickleball Day.
No.
National Mochi Day.
What?
Like the little Japanese ice cream inside a little rice thing.
Let's go back to putting zucchini on somebody's porch today. Okay, I can go with that. All right. Hey, today, sunny and hot with a high near 102. And looks like tomorrow's going to be exactly the same. Saturday, 101. It's going down to the mid-60s, however, and that's good. Now, Sunday, we go into the double digits again with 98. Monday, 94. So it's starting to cool off a little bit. Let's hope that that's going to continue. And the weather report's always brought to you. And today it's going to be like a heat advisory, 102, but not as bad as yesterday where it was like 109 where I was at. How did that happen? Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson. The Kinney family, they've been doing this for about 26 years, I believe, treating their customers as friends. Locally owned, locally operated, a better-known business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They're just some real good people, and they take care of their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. I'm in the studios with a young man by the name of Tyler Ferris, and Tyler makes documentaries. Good morning, buddy.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, you know what? I don't know. You didn't reach out to me, did you? Somebody reached out to me.
I did.
Oh, that's right. You did. Well, I'm so glad you did, because I've heard about you now for several years from friends and in groups of people. But tell us who you are. Who is Tyler Ferris?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised here in Reading. My grandfather was actually born out in Millville, so I've got long family ties here. Yeah. And I've been Went to film school when I was 17, came back and started my film business, and it's been about 16 years.
Where did you go to school? For film school?
The Art Institute, Santa Monica.
Okay.
Yeah, down in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So I wasn't a big fan of the L.A. area. Liked my small town up here. So moved back up, started my business, and that's kind of what I've been doing ever since. It's been great.
And how long have you been in the business? I mean, you're a young man.
Yeah. I started when I was 23, so it's been about 16 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're that old.
Yeah.
Now, you can pass.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So what kind of work do you do then? You say it's film work.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be talking about a documentary that's just gone bonkers out there. And so what kind of film work then around here?
So I've done a lot of projects. My production company, Ferris Wheel Films, we do commercials.
Of course it is. I love it.
Yeah, okay. We do documentaries, commercials, promotionals. I've worked on a lot of fundraising campaigns around the area, which I really love that. You know, I see the efforts that have been put in our community. I get to help raise funds for projects like the Sierra Center for One Safe Place, mm-hmm. Mercy Foundation, many others. But that's the stuff I really love. And it's translated into working on documentaries, telling stories and following along, trying to communicate certain messages with factual information and a slight bit of entertainment, of course.
Well, so what people will do then is hire you mm-hmm. to put together a story about what they're doing.
Exactly.
And use that then to enhance the awareness of the public
yeah.
in such a way that they can see it. Even if it's not there yet, mm-hmm. you're showing what it can be.
Yeah.
You're showing them the people that are behind it, and then the people it helps.
Yeah, selling the vision and communicating visually the need in certain areas. And I'm sure you've watched many documentaries. It's very entertaining.
I love documentaries.
Ton of information in a short yeah. amount of time, and it's just another way to communicate with people.
Yeah, I mean, you can break the whole Third Reich down into an hour
yeah.
in a documentary, at least a big segment. Sure. You're going... Yeah, I mean, it's never the problem of not having enough, I guess, mm-hmm. information when you start this.
Oh, yeah.
It's how do you edit it down mm-hmm. so that it makes sense and it's entertaining
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So is this a one-man thing, or do you have, like, a crew that works with you?
I do have a team that I've built over the so many years. You know, we're all freelancers, so we all work independently. But primarily I work with a few guys that I've been working with for 10 years or so. Uh-huh. Tom, T.L. Green, Tom, I've been working with him for quite a long time, and he's my sidekick producer who's kind of mm-hmm. along the way on all of our projects together. Great mind, great writer. So built some great team, and that's the great thing about Reading, too, is you've got your strong, great people that have like-minded. It's just a good group.
People don't realize how how artistic that Reading is.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously in the singing and dancing and music playing, mm-hmm. but filmmaking, gosh, there's, you know, the arts yeah. around here, and we've got a lot of talented people.
Yeah.
Does it seem like that to you, or is it just because I'm kind of like a non-artistic type of guy?
No, it really does. I mean, I'm on the board of the Shasta County Arts Council
uh-huh.
and on the advisory committee for the Cascade Theater. So I'm very tied in with the arts here, and there is a really – it's a small film community here.
Yeah.
But – you know, we run a media coalition every Thursday. It's actually this afternoon at 12 mm-hmm. p.m. at the IOF Hall.
Uh-huh.
And that's just to bring filmmakers together, content creators, and artists alike, because we're all trying to do this for a living, and we like Reading. So, you know, we all have to kind of band together. But there is so much.
Yeah, so you can make a living
art.
Here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, takes a village.
Yes, yes.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Tyler Ferris, who is a documentary creator, producer, probably does all the camera and editing, along with his friends,
yep.
his group of
yep.
friends. And we're going to talk about the Asset Canal.
Yes.
When we get back. And what got him into this and the results of this. 7:14 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since they opened 17 years ago. Have been recognized as one of the best small banks in California and also throughout the nation. One of the best small banks. I mean, that means a lot. It means that they've been able to take care of what they're supposed to do, and, man, they've been recognized for this and given awards. We do business there. We're real happy. They've got 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 here in Redding, 1 right down the street, which is makes it really opportune for me, and then the newest branch in Anderson. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Redding since 1969. Redding is a small town. We don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. 7:20 in the morning here on the 8th of August, 2024. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Ready an electric utility. It's not just a car. It's a car, truck, bicycle. They have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle in the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available and where your money's going. Oh, that's not part of it. I just threw that in. Hey, I'm here with Tyler Ferris, a North State native. Been here, his family's been here for generations. Went off to film school down in L.A. And what school did you go to here? High school?
I graduated from Shasta.
Shasta, okay. Yeah. And then knew what you wanted to do, obviously. Yep. But what turned you on to this?
Yeah, I've always been interested in video work and music, and my dad always had cameras around, so that was really cool. I started shooting video on his old big VHS camera.
Oh, yeah.
Doing home videos with my siblings. And so I always had an interest
in it. Like Spielberg.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not, I mean, you know, I'm not.
Oh, not level, yet, but. Maybe. But, okay. Yeah. So that's what got you started on.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody think you were weird for this?
You know, I didn't. I was a quiet kid. Uh-huh. I kind of had.
I mean, your parents understood it, I'm sure, but
yeah.
Did your friends? Because, I mean, you know, you're a good-sized guy.
Yeah.
And out there, and you live here in Reading.
For sure.
So, and a lot of outdoor stuff and mm-hmm. athletics. But you were kind of like, I'm not trying to say this is the way it was. It's just something you're interested in, and your friends know about it, obviously.
Yeah, I was definitely the artsy kid. I always had a camera. I have a lot of friends that are like, oh, you always had a camera around. You're always shooting photos and doing all kinds of stuff. So I've always loved it. I've always loved being creative. And this is the form that kind of stood out to me as the one that I feel like combines both my love for people, storytelling, and then also the arts. And that's why I'm really led towards documentaries over commercial work or narrative films.
Yeah, because I think people love documentaries. Okay. So, Acid Canal.
Yes.
How'd you get into that?
So, it's a really interesting story. I heard about what was about the 18% water allocation at the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was very curious because I actually had never known what the ACIDU was. So I showed up to a board meeting, and at that board meeting, it was very interesting to see the people and how they're affected and confused. And we're looking for answers. And the boardroom was out the door full of people. So after that meeting, my producer and I, Tom, we walked out, and immediately there was the Peter Fire that was going on. And it just felt like this correlation with knowing there's no water coming in to then seeing a fire. I was compelled, and I was like, okay, we need to start capturing this story. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did.
Now, when this thing happened, I mean, what year was this? It's just, what?
22.
22. I was told that the amount of water that was allocated to Northern California, or to us up here in the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District, wouldn't have reached Crown Motors in town here, much less gone out to where it was supposed to go. And I'm, you know, you just got huge, huge kudos. Gripping documentary about Northern California's severe drought. You got, did anybody not like this thing?
There was a few people.
Probably the people that were in it.
Some of the people, yeah. And there was people that wouldn't give us the interviews that we wanted to. I mean, my goal is to tell a truthful, factual documentary that informs the public and also tells a compelling story about the social impacts of decision-making and being aware of your political representatives who's managing those things.
Okay. So you went to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know then that so what was going on? Did you feel like right then this is – did you bring your camera to the first meeting?
No.
Okay.
We just
right.
went and kind of checked it out. But very quickly thereafter, I think it was within a week or two,
we
picked up our camera. We wrote a grant to try to get funding. We ended up getting funding within a few months, but we were already in the middle of
– In the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, everybody's going I think probably – I would imagine most people have heard about this, but you'd be surprised how many people haven't. And so how long has it been out there?
So it's actually not out to the public. This August, August 17th is the premiere.
Okay, because see, I'm looking at it in here, and you can watch it on, I guess, Prime? You can buy it.
It's not available. That will be in the winter, but we have been in film festivals for the last year. So we've been going to markets all around the United States showing our film. And I mean, it's won about 23 awards. Been in.
Yeah, let's talk about that, the awards. You know what this is I'm looking it up online and it says watch now. Well, it didn't say what it was. It just says gripping. And I, okay, so it hasn't been out to the public yet.
No.
And okay, but I have read about the awards, some of the awards you have won. So it came out when?
So we.
It hasn't come out publicly, but you've submitted it to different.
Yes. Yes. The first film festival was in October, and that was in actually a small island called Guernsey, which is off the coast of France.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Occupied by the Germans.
Yes. So it
people
was.
People don't realize that.
Yeah. So it was that was a really, really cool experience. And since it's played in at Cannes World Film Festival, it won Best Environmental Film there. We won.
In Cannes.
In Cannes, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yep. And then won Best.
Are we looking for a nomination here for?
Well, I've submitted.
Yep. Okay, we'll see. All right.
And then we won Best Documentary at the Phoenix Film Festival, which was, I mean, in competition with about 1,200 films. So we've been, and I'm going to Richmond, Virginia for the Richmond International Film Festival in September. So, yeah, it's been
Tyler,
great.
Tyler, ooh, buddy, did you know when you were making it that this was powerful?
This
powerful?
I believed it. When I was editing it, I knew it was a compelling story. My interest or wonder was how people would respond to it out of the area. It's a small town story. I mean, it's
it impacted on so many people. Impacted friends of ours.
Yeah, and in so
directly
many different
impacted them.
Different assets too. In environmental, agriculturally, you had entire species in a certain area that were wiped out. Not let alone the people that didn't have water.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about that. We've got to take a break here. Hey, I'll figure this out in a second. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry won Best in the North State, kind of like Tyler here winning Best of Everything with his documentary, Ask Now, but they won Best in the North State for the last 2 years. And the reason they have is they are the best in the North State. This is locally owned, locally operated, been in there about 30 years, started by Leonard. He sold that to Rebecca and Henry, and they have continued on with the great service. The only watch repairman in the whole region around here is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. They've got their own stone cutter. They can help you design jewelry. They've got a great, great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. This is Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
We can make it if we try, just the two of us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I'm Tasted Barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to that kind of strange music that Ben put up there.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. I know. Have you woke up yet?
I'm just experimenting with different radio, Bob.
Different what?
Different, like, music to use, bump music.
Oh, okay. Do you know what the name of that one was?
Is that Michael Jackson?
Actually, I don't think it was Michael Jackson. It was very similar to it.
Well, I want you to put an asterisk by it. Okay, never play it again.
Never play it again.
7:34 in the morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, our guest is Tyler Ferris. I'm really enjoying this. Tyler is a homegrown young man that he's always liked the idea of filming things. His dad had the cameras, and he was carrying around the big VHS things that were as big as his head to record, and went off to school down in L.A. To learn how to do this professionally. He's been doing this for the last, 14 years?
16
years, making a living out of it, obviously. But went to the when the Acid Canal had a meeting after they found out the water had been cut off. He went there and to see what was going on and realized that this was more than just losing water. So you went to the meeting, you saw it, and you applied for grants, mm-hmm. and which take several months, but you knew this is it. So you'd already started working on it.
Yeah. Yep.
So for people that don't know what it's about, can you give a synopsis of this, of your documentary? And by the way, people, I'm going to give away two tickets to this, to the world premiere of the Acid Canal. And it's going to be Saturday, August 17th. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Tickets are about $20, but you're going to score two. And I'll tell you when. Don't call yet. I'll tell you when. We've still got a few minutes here to be able to see this. And I'm coming out of the mountains again that night. I may just take a shower just for the benefit of you all and try and get down there for this.
That'd be great.
Because it has won awards throughout the world, mm-hmm. as a documentary. I you know what? That is just wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, making something, building it, the whole thing, everything coming from you and your close circle of friends, talents, to be recognized by the world on this.
Yeah. It's been very, very cool. Very neat.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about the documentary.
Yes. So Acid Canal is the title of the film. Is about a irrigation district in the Anderson-Cottonwood area,
right.
And telling the story of a community that had zero water for the first time in 108 years. This community was confused and devastated. They had to sell off, you know, cattle, no farming, and even having no domestic water to their homes. I mean, wells were drying up. So we follow the story from many different aspects, interviewing state officials, federal officials, to local, the Sacramento River settlement contractors, and learning about water management in California, which was extremely confusing. And as we were going through this, telling the story of the locals and their, you know, experiences and interactions, as well in conjunction with the state officials and federal officials, we really learned that we had to figure out a way to explain water management in California, or else the story wouldn't make sense because it was so confusing as to why they had no water. That was the question.
I still have no
idea. The entire time.
I still have no idea why we went from in our allocation where people could have far, you know, could, their livelihoods, their lives went to 18%.
Yes. And through the research, I mean, really what it came down to was the emergency drought proclamation. I mean, that was mm-hmm. the situation. But there were so many other factors in that. You know, was it the winter run Chinook, the salmon that is protected by the Endangered Species Act? I mean, they have a great impact on water allocation and the decisions of the Bureau of Reclamation. But then there was the question of, okay, they got an 18% allocation of water, the Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation did, but then that water was sold for around $7.5 million to other water districts in our region. But why was that done? And that was one of the questions that we asked. And you know, we pursued that story in as much depth as we possibly could.
Now, I know the reason they said it was. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it here. I want you all to go and watch because I'm sure you've got a much clearer picture of this and that. But it's also a story about James Rickert.
Yes.
Who was he impacted on this by this directly too?
Yes. Yes. He okay. is down there in Churn Creek Bottom. Okay. So yeah, his land and his neighbors. I mean, everyone down in that area.
Oh no, I have friends down there.
Yeah.
And what the canal did, even you know, it's not in great shape, but what it does is it recharges all their groundwater for their irrigation, for their being able to have cattle and being able to have horses. And they're having to sell off all their livestock because there's no water. Going to 18%, and which means it doesn't even get out of town.
Yes.
I mean, they gave it to us. Boom. It ends at Crown Motors. Is the way I was told.
Sure. And that's some of the things that we were researching and trying to find out. And we didn't actually find any proof that that was true.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
No, but.
Well, I did get that from,
but it was a,
from politicians.
It was a part of the conversation.
Okay.
And there's a lot of effects that the ACID, servicing Nome Water to that area were not just the irrigators, but also so many of the riparian areas, the trees. You know, you drive along I-5 and all those dead trees that are still there, that's, the ACID not having water is a huge factor to that.
Also, what is it? There were wildlife preserves.
Yeah. Yep.
How many did you, I'm sure you did, about the number of species that this really impacted?
It impacted a lot. I mean, huge wetlands, the mouth of Cottonwood Creek Wildlife Area, which is actually managed by CDFW, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, they were a water user and couldn't get any water to these wetlands. They were, you know, created wetlands. And so that was an interesting thing to follow as well, asking, you know, California state officials, what is – why did you not preserve this land that was your job?
Which they could have.
If they had different independent wells, but they were relying on the Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District for all their water.
Wow. And then when it's empty, I don't know if you hit this in your documentary. I can't wait to see it. Was in disrepair it's been in. So people could see it for the first time, and that hadn't been maintained. So the what was it? $7 million?
7.5, you know, ish. It was
they gave to the Asset Canal leadership. What did they do with the money? Did you follow that for a while?
Yeah, we followed the story for about 8 months.
Okay,
and we continued capturing after that while we were in editing. We weren't sure what was happening with the flooding and all of those type of things that happened that winter.
Mm-hmm.
But to our knowledge and our experience going through the board meetings, looking at the board packets, none of that money was really spent.
Really?
It was spent on the normal operations, but they didn't have any staff during that year. They didn't have, you know, their water managers. They had a new general manager that was – just got in there, actually, I think, well, it was after the water allocation.
After the water dried up.
Yeah.
So. I want that job. Here's your job. Look at that empty ditch every day.
Yeah. He didn't stay there very long, so.
Well, wasn't part of the money used to bring water out to the people along the canal? No?
I can't say that I know that.
I don't know it either. So. I was just wondering. I mean, you get $7.8 million, that it seems like there must be some way that it can be helping. But there's so many people it's impacted. How many people do you think, just people, do you think this impacted?
Well, there's about 700 water users, but that's just the, you know, that's not a family to account for.
Yeah. And so. then when you look into their livelihoods, and then we go back again to the wildlife. I mean, we saw several pictures. You know, there's it. No fish. Frogs. I think deer. I mean, turtles. All these.
Western pond turtle, which is the list.
Yeah. And for 108 years, we've managed to have water in there. Is this, I'm going to ask you this question, but don't answer it, because I got to go to break. Are the water laws of California so Byzantine, so contradictory, that this is just something, did it all just come together at this one time, or is this something that we can look forward to in the future? I'm sure you can answer this one. Hey, if you've been injured at work and you're having a problem getting treatment, not just delays, but they're stonewalling you. They're, you're just not getting the help you need. A work injury is life-changing for you, your family. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back. Family wants you back. But you can't get the treatment you need. You need to give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call. He is an expert in workers' compensation. He built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He worked for the insurance companies a couple of years, didn't like it, so he opened up his. Former law enforcement, he's a veteran of the 82nd Air Assault Groups. He's a scrapper, and I know Patrick, and he's an honorable man. He is not going to run you in circles. He may tell you that everything's going the way it's supposed to. It's just taking time. But, so he's going to give you the straight scoop. Patrick Gorman, give him a call, 530-262-2168. It's located in Palo Cedro. We'll be right back with Tyler Ferris.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl Bott. 7:49 in the morning on the 8th of August. Justice Crab Feed, second annual Justice Crab Feed to help combat human trafficking in our area here is going to happen September 28th down at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. If you go to, I'll tell you where you can go to as soon as I find out. They did not leave me that. But it sold out last year. And all the money, like I said, almost all the money is going to stay right here in our area and help victims of sexual trafficking. It's going to be on the 28th of September at the Reading Civic. And I will, our next break, will tell you exactly how you can get these tickets. But I'm here with Tyler Ferris, local guy that made good. Did a documentary called The Acid Canal. And it has won awards all over the world. And it's going to have its premiere August 17th at the Cascade Theater. And I got two tickets here for the first person to call 605-4567. And you're going to be able to see an award-winning documentary about incident that impacted so much of our area here. The Acid Canal at 530-605-4567. So give us a call. Okay, the laws. We were talking about the laws.
Yeah.
How Byzantine they are. Who is the main, I can't even say culprit, but who is the main impact that started this thing?
The main decision makers,
the main decision makers.
Yeah, it's the Bureau of Reclamation and the State Water Control Board. Those are the big decision makers, and they have to work together to decide what the allocation will be to the Sacramento River Settlement contractors. So each different contractor would have different rights. Mm-hmm. So you may have water rights that you get zero allocation straight out because you don't have good water rights. Whereas the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District had pre-1914 water rights.
Right.
So a strong water right. So what they had to do is the federal government had to negotiate, the state government had to negotiate with the Sacramento River Settlement contractors as to what percentage they received. And those factors, I mean, as to why the small allocation was the Emergency Drought Proclamation and the Endangered Species Act, at least from our understanding and our research, those were the major contributing factors.
The Endangered Species Act, which said the salmon need so much cool water to be able to head upstream, spawn, and all that.
Correct.
And to do that, we're going to have to pull your water. We're going to have to reduce your water. And some places got zero.
Mm-hmm.
We got 18%, which isn't a lot. And then, so when they make these decisions at a much higher level, the impact it has on us down here. Was there mismanagement on down here at our side, or do you even touch on that?
Yeah, we go into that quite a bit because these community members that we followed were asking these questions, and so it was kind of our job to help them find the information and ask the questions of the feds and the state. And so there, in our belief, the decision that was made by the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District was not incorrect, but there was a lot of other things and a lot of other factors that went into that decision that no answers were being given.
Okay.
So it's a very interesting piece where we follow these people that are, losing their income, losing their homes. It's a dramatic effect. And they're asking questions and they're not getting answers.
Oh, yeah. It caused a lot of consternation down there for everybody. I'm not going to talk about what happens and all this. I want everybody to go down and see this. And I guess we've given those tickets away, right? Hello? Ben?
Somebody got him.
Okay.
Who was it?
Bill. Okay, Bill. Got to come down here to the studios, preferably when somebody's here. and pick these up.
I said 7 to 11, but let me clarify. That's 7 to 11 a.m.,
A.M. A.M. That's right, buddy. You know, it's not that we're not here after that, but I can't guarantee somebody's going to be because we all scattered to the winds. But usually somebody's here to 1 or 2. Acid Canal, it's going to be Saturday, August 17th. It starts at 7 p.m. We've given away our tickets, but you can get your tickets from the Cascade. Very reasonably priced for an award-winning documentary. Now, I got like 4 minutes left. What are you working on now?
So I am currently fundraising for another documentary. It's much broader storyline. It's called Threads of Connection. It's all about human connection and studying that from the scientific, social, and spiritual perspectives. Very, very excited about it. So if anyone out there wants to fund a cool documentary.
So what's it about then? I mean, you just told me what it's about, but you envision this as relationships?
So how we explore it, like, for instance, one of the branches of the documentary is about a doctor in Scotland, Glasgow. Okay. I just actually had an interview with him, and he has written a paper about the direct correlation of social connection and mortality, and proving that if you do not have social connection, you have a higher chance of mortality.
Of course.
And so we're exploring this idea and showing different aspects of how people explain that human connection element, that idea that you're thinking about somebody and they call you, or any of those.
Isn't that strange?
And who like scientists.
Linda will be thinking about, just start thinking about one of her friends. All of a sudden her name, you know, that kind of pops up. She calls her, and they're going through something right then. Now, I don't know if Linda is just more sensitive to these things, but there's maybe something she just picked up subconsciously. But she's been right most of the time when she calls up and finds out, yeah, there is something going on. Oh, yeah, this sounds. Now, I don't want to be crass about this, but this must pay for itself.
I'd hope so. Yeah. The documentary world is tough. But, you know, we believe in it. We're writing grants, submitting them, doing everything we can. And
where do the grants come from? I mean, just from businesses or the government or, you know.
Yeah, a lot of them, you know, we have the International Documentary Association, you know, the Cal Humanities Grants. They're all really, you know, really tough and high competition. Yeah. So.
Well, but having won the amount of the awards you've won, that might give you a little step up. And they say, oh, he did it once.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. So that's what we're hoping for.
And then you hope to get enough money off your work. Be able to go on to the next one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we've got other fun things. We're making a pretty big announcement at the event August 17th at 7 p.m. at the Cascade Theater that I think the community will be very excited about to hear. So show up.
I may still be up in the mountains there, so I'm gonna ask you now. Anyway, okay, my friends, we've given away these tickets to Bill. And, you know, the thing about it is, this is a local guy that's made good. He's put his work, he's put his art, his team behind this thing over a incident that's impacted our community. I mean, hell, I'd heard of the acid. That's the acid canal. I wasn't even sure what it was. You know, acid canal. I know it's here. Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District. And the impact it had when they dried up on the people, on the livelihoods, on the animals, the wildlife, and where these decisions were made. And I tell you what, I don't know if anybody could fully explain the water laws in this state. So, but maybe we will learn a lot during this. Okay, and this is a world premiere.
This is our local premiere, yep. We're very excited.
Local premiere here. And then it's going to be after that, I guess at some point then you can start.
Yes. So we're working on distribution. This should be on, you know, major streamers in the winter. That's our plan.
Cool. Tyler Ferris, thank you so much. Ferris, thank you so much for being with us today. And it's not going to be the last time.
I appreciate
it. Oh, no. I mean, you've got other things going on that we want to hear about. Okay. When we come back.
The news from
I
Town
think
Hall
Simpson is University is supposed to join us, but we'll find out.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This is Thursday.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. After a second landfall early today in South Carolina, Tropical Storm Debbie continues dumping massive amounts of rain while also spawning deadly tornadoes.
Even though the center has made landfall, that does not downplay the big story with Debbie, which is the heavy rainfall that's expected to continue for the next day or so across portions of the Carolinas and then up into Virginia, and even extending northward into portions of Pennsylvania and New York State.
The National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg. Searchers have found a body in a tornado-wrecked home in Wilson County, North Carolina, about 35 miles southeast of Raleigh. That raises the storm's death toll to 7. Austrian authorities say that both suspects in a foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift shows in Vienna were apparently inspired by ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They say investigators found bomb-making materials at one of their homes. In light of that threat, several Swift concerts were canceled in Vienna. The White House trying to distance itself from some remarks made by one of the members of the Democratic squad in Congress.
After losing her primary this week, Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush issued a warning to a top pro-Israel PAC that opposed her. She denounced the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as APEC, and said, "I'm coming to tear down your kingdom." At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre took issue with the language, calling it inflammatory and divisive. Bush is the second member of the liberal squad to lose a re-election bid this year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump will be talking with the media later today. He's planning a news conference from his Mar-a-Lago home. Stocks sharply higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 546 points, gain of more than 1%. The Nasdaq ahead 350 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold for your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free. Zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
A Nobel Peace Prize winner and economist will head an interim government of Bangladesh following the ouster of the prime minister and weeks of civil unrest.
It is almost business as usual on the streets of Dhaka. Many shops and factories are open, and people are getting on with their normal daily activities. But there is also a growing sense of anticipation as the country awaits the arrival of Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus. The so-called banker for the poor will head a new caretaker administration to oversee the establishment of a new government. Bangladesh has been without any government since Monday after student-led protests led to the surprise resignation of the prime minister.
The BBC's Samira Hussein. The death toll from nearly 6 weeks of monsoon rains across Pakistan has risen to 154. The government says flash floods and heavy rains have damaged more than 1,500 homes since July 1st. News and analysis, townhall.com. Another pesticide winds up on the EPA's Do Not Use list.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced an immediate ban on selling the pesticide DCPA or Dacthal. The weed killer was primarily used on crops. Federal officials said it harms unborn babies by impairing brain development and lowering birth weight. The agency struggled to receive health information on the pesticide in a timely way. The company told the EPA earlier this year that new protocols could help keep people safe. Keith Peters reporting.
An industrial agricultural company has canceled plans for an $800 million grain terminal in a historic black town in Louisiana's Cancer Alley after facing stiff local opposition and permitting delays. Backers, including Governor Jeff Landry, say the grain export facility would have brought much-needed jobs and development to St. John the Baptist Parish. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone number is 530-605-4567 for the hotline. And I want you to use that hotline and I'll tell you why in a second, my friends. I got Ben here somehow. He's still got a job and...
It is shocking. It's a fire at will state.
Fire at will state. It's also a fire at Ben state.
Oh, no.
Did you know that part?
That's not good news.
No. We wiped out the wills. Now we're going for Ben's. So how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Your predecessor is putting himself in the line of fire every day.
Yeah.
And a firefighter, Liam.
Oh, I thought when you were
gets some,
you,
when he gets
saying.
Some days off. I want to bring him in. He's on the fire lines for 30 days straight and Cal Fire. And then when he gets some time off, we're going to try and get him in here and tell us what a wonderful time he's having.
That'll be a great show.
You know, we watched Liam just like you, you know, young guy. And and watched him move on. And someday we'll watch you move on too. Not right away because, you know, you love it here.
Oh, yeah.
It's like having a kind of like a nice, warm, you know, warm, soft place to come to work. Hey, you told me the national date. I don't want to hear about the zucchini on somebody else's porch date.
I don't know what that is.
What the hell is that mean? What do? You sneak a zucchini onto somebody else's porch?
What?
Who would do that?
I'm also, if somebody could call in and tell us.
It's a sexual perversion. Of some kind, where you're taking zucchini and sneaking them on somebody else's porch.
True.
There's some kind of weird, okay, it may not be sexual, but it's some kind of weird thing.
If somebody knows about that, call in and let us know.
Well, look it up.
Okay, yes.
We do have the internet at our fingertips.
I can tell you that it is Global Sleep Under the Stars Night.
Whoa. I like that.
Oh, it's a way for gardeners to rid themselves of extra produce.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, so they just go up and just give it to you.
Yep.
Okay. Well, my guest doesn't look like they're going to be here today. I could swear they said they were going to be. So we're just going to have to just wing it, buddy. Hey, let's start with the weather. It's going to be our usual warm day today. It's going to be, today it's going to be 102. So it's down from yesterday, and it's going down. The temperature is going down, and you're going to like this. Today, 102, and tomorrow, both the same. But, you know, the lows at night, high 60s. But Saturday, it goes down to 101. But then on Sunday through next Wednesday, it's going to be in the 90s. It's going to be beautiful. 90s still a little warm. Still you still don't want to leave your animals in your car, of course, but it's better than 108 from yesterday, which seemed hotter for some reason. But so the temperature's going down. Something to look forward to. And the weather reports always, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They're good people, the Kenny family. They take care of their customers, treat their customers like friends. They have been in the business about 26 years. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've won awards for hiring veterans. Yeah, state-level awards for hiring veterans out there. Can't say enough about the Kenny family, and it's into their third generation, if you can believe that. they've had their chance to sell out to the big guys and have not done it. They want to continue to give service and great service to their neighbors or friends and our community out here. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Gosh. A Reading teacher, if you can believe this. I mean, I believe it, you know, it's in the papers. You got to believe it. No, but I believe this. By the name of, Laura Wilhelm is a long-distance swimmer. Swam the entire 28.5-mile circumference of Manhattan Island in New York in July. Swimming in the Hudson River and the ocean right there is not something I'd want to do. It kind of reminds me of the Olympics.
Yeah, the Hudson River has a record of planes landing in it.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Yeah, you're out there, and here comes DC-10 just lands there. But she is a long-distance swimmer, and she is a teacher at, at UPrep, University Preparatory School. And she has joined a list of fewer than 340 swimmers who have accomplished the Open Water Triple Crown. Long-distance swims across California's Catalina Channel and the English Channel and a swim around Manhattan. I think she won't mind me because they have an age. I think she's 42. And so she did this. And they also known the Manhattan Swim is also known as the 20 Bridges Swim on July 7th. Took her 7 hours and 56 minutes to circle the island. Wow. Now, you're thinking to yourself, that's a pretty busy waterway. So they have, first of all, they have to have observers from the open water swimming group, whatever that is. And then she has, like, a safety boat. And then she has a kayak that goes along with her as, I don't know, moral support. Maybe even safety too. That goes around and warns her of possible obstructions in the water. They warn boats off, those kind of things. But what a tremendous accomplishment from a young lady right here in Shasta County and in Redding, a teacher out at University Preparatory School. So big shout out to her. Now there's somebody we want to have on the show. Figuring out. Tell us, you know, do you go out to Whiskey Town or Lake Shasta and just swim? She's going to swim Lake Tahoe next, in fact, before school starts, it says in here.
Wow.
Yeah, the length of, let me see how long that is. Lake Tahoe. And, okay, this weekend, in fact, on August 14th. The weekend of, that's when school starts. And so she's going to take the plunge into Lake Tahoe to swim the 21 mile length of the lake this Saturday. Dude, 21 miles in Lake Tahoe.
That is something.
I mean, when you think about this, the accomplishment of this, When I was doing triathlons, the training in the water for me was the most difficult. Not because I don't swim well, but it's just getting the distance because you need, you know, distance swimming. And, you know, if you're an Olympic swimmer or other people get in it, to me it was just so boring. You just swim and pull yourself through the water and make sure your breathing's right. I mean, yeah, there's certain things you have to focus on, but then that just becomes by rote, especially swimming in a pool. You just go back and forth and back and forth. When I got into the ocean, it was better because, you know, now you're kind of occupied and seeing what's going on around you and still swimming, or a lake, but even a lake. And then you figure out how many hours that is. You know, the amount of time it takes you to, you know, to swim long distances and the amount of time you have to spend in the water.
And the water's
just
like,
training.
The water's colder than you think it is, you know.
Well, imagine. Oh, yeah.
I know my mom unintentionally swam a little bit of the Sac River.
Yeah, well, but she didn't do it on purpose.
Unintentionally.
Unintentionally, but, oh, yeah, I've gone out of boats before down the American River and was went to the meat grinder with just me and my life vest.
Yeah.
And my paddle. I kept my paddle all the way through it. Hey, it took her 7 hours and 56 minutes or 8 hours to circle the island.
Whoa.
Think about that. Plus, during that time, she's got to get water. That's what maybe the kayak, you know, in her safety boat is, giving her water and food.
You wouldn't want to run out of water in a river.
Not that place. And you'd be like the triathletes swimming in the Seine River, over in Paris that are coming out with E. coli. Did you see that? Came out puking, coming out of the water. And they've had two of them come down with one with E. coli and something with another athlete that was swimming in the water. And every other day, they won't let them swim to practice because the water's too polluted. I would never swim in that water.
I think somebody came out and was like, the water actually doesn't taste that bad.
And
everyone was like, what?
Doesn't taste that bad. And then now, 4 days later, as they transport you to the hospital with IVs in both arms and in your feet, because you haven't been able to keep anything down since the time you got out of the water. By the time you finished a triathlon, you were laying there. Anyway, let's take a break. That's terrible. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the area. Cutting edge of technology with many procedures being done up here, so you don't have to travel south anymore for 3 or 4 hours. They work with not only local clinics around here, but the VA clinic. Their new program for bringing in residents is a huge success. They're already having a resident say they want to stay here in Reading and practice medicine. That's a good thing. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by
I've Tasted Barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Reading, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
CSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Reading, Alturas, and Burney. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and phone lines here 530-605-4567. And my friends, our loyal listeners, anybody's just out there, I need your help for the rest of the show. My guest didn't show up. And I will, after the show, give them a call and see what happened. Now, obviously, it was maybe a train wreck. Who knows? Maybe they were attacked by bed bugs, and they just couldn't get up in time to come down for the show. But Ben's here, Sue's here, and I'm here.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy? Hey, it's going to go up to about 102 today, but it's going to today and tomorrow, but then it starts cooling down. Getting down to about 94 on Monday, so it would be a great weekend. And a lot of things happening here. Northern California's Park Fire, our own Park Fire, the largest burning fire in the country, remains 34% contained. And it's burned around 426,000 acres, growing over 1,000 acres from Wednesday night, 1,000 acres.
That is
hotter, drier temperatures and clear skies makes it harder. And between Butte and Tehama County, 636 structures were destroyed and 49 damaged as of Wednesday, August 7th, yesterday. So, wow. We were just talking about one of our former producers was out there fighting that fire, Cal Fire. He may have been over on another fire in Humboldt County, but he says they were set to move over to the Park Fire. Still evacuation areas, evacuation orders on so many zones, and so many warnings out there, which means they're just telling you to be ready if you have to. Up Manton, Manton did not burn, so that was good news. Well, and our heart goes out to the people that lost their homes, lost their livelihoods, memories, and all that from this fire. You know, and it was started by somebody, allegedly. Sue, I don't use the term allegedly, should I? Allegedly. About the guy that started the park fire. So I'm
oh, man.
Turn Sue on here. Okay.
Okay. Now, so this guy.
She's on the.
Yellow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So the man who's accused of starting the fire was seen by witnesses pushing this vehicle. Is it allegedly? When someone sees you, I guess in court, you still have to use the word allegedly.
I know you use the term allegedly. I don't. I have a tough time using allegedly when you have witnesses.
When you have witnesses, right?
And the guy says, well, yeah, I did it. I mean, he says he did it, you know, but he said, oh, it's because my car was on fire and I was scared. You know, the guy's a scumbag anyway.
Repeat offender. He's been in jail. What is he? Arrested for child.
Yeah,
you know, and that's
it gets a little murky there. So we can say allegedly that we know that we think that he's a
scumbag loser.
Yeah, we just scumbag loser. And Linda just goes berserk on these. No, she doesn't go berserk. What she says, you know, the people that start fires like this should be tried under the terrorism laws. As a terrorist, because
absolutely.
What they have done to destroy so many people's lives, this is terrorism. And under her definition, other people may not, but it's, so he should end up in Guantanamo Bay, because we're turning real terrorists loose out of Guantanamo Bay now, thank you to the Biden administration. Oh, did I say that?
Yes.
Anyway, so this fire is not going out. The other thing, too, is I talked to some people up in the Warner Mountains over in, you know, Cedarville and Alturas. That smoke is, it's like the London fog up there in the mountains. Not every day. Sometimes, you know, the wind will shift. But when it shifts, right, you know, that north to them, it's like pea soup.
Right.
It's so thick.
And what, last week, it was all the way in Maine.
Oh, yeah.
The smoke from the park fire.
Okay.
And it's making a run. It's, 425, I think, thousand?
425,000 acres.
Acres. Jeez. And it's just, and all because of this person who is accused of pushing a car on fire into dry grass. And, you know, I personally think it should be automatically 25 years in prison.
Yep.
And, right, it's a terrorist act.
The other thing is, he was let out of jail. I mean, he's been in jail numerous times, and they turn him loose, and out he goes, and he does this. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Robert.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Good morning, buddy. What's up?
I'm not an engineer or somebody smart, but I'm wondering why we haven't come up with... I mean, the people that fight these fires, the air tankers...
Yeah.
They can't fly at night. Is that my accurate in that? They fly only during the day.
Well, they have to be able. Have to be able to see where they're dropping, and that's why, like in the, if the smoke's real thick, they can't drop.
Right.
Even when they've got a lead plane going through there, you know, that drops all of a sudden, says this is it. If they can't see it, they can't drop. Yeah.
Right. So, but now the Air Force has no such function, right?
Well, no, but
the Air Force can fly at night and do bombing raids at night, right?
Well, yeah, but there's
so why don't we have water bombs?
Oh,
why
water
don't we
bombs.
Have?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, why don't we have containers with water in them that we can drop, that the Air Force can practice their bombing runs, do it at night, and drop water tanks that drop water on their way down. When our firefighters can't fly, our Air Force can.
Well, I think the difference on this is, you know, I never thought about water bombs. I mean, you know, they're made of something, so when you drop them, they hit, they explode with water. Is when you're dropping bombs, in combat, it's unless they're laser guided, it's an area weapon. And and people can say, well, so's the red slurry and water when they come through, but they're on lines that they're trying to hit. It seems to me that we've got enough precise navigation, though, and, you know, something to think about, equipment, you know, on the radars and all these other things that they should be able to, you know, be able to lock into an area, maybe get that three-dimensional of where they are. That's a good idea, Rob. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, buddy. You bet.
Have a great morning.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Okay. Did Arthur hang up?
He was on the wrong line. He's calling back.
Okay, tell him just to wait. I gotta go for commercial now.
Okay.
But Arthur will get to you right after that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. In my opinion, it's the best barbershop in town. I've gone there for 17 years, never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a pleasant place, established in 1960. I make an appointment to go down there for my haircut by calling 530-244-9478. And just, you know, so it works out on my schedule. So I don't have to wait, which I don't mind there, because it's a pleasant place to go to. It's man's last stronghold, what can I say? But it's Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Can't say enough about them. All right, we'll be right back. And I want to talk about, what other Arthur wants to talk about, then I want to talk about the Democrat Vice President nominee Tim Walz. I'm going to talk about his military record here for a little bit.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, are just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good
Just
morning,
the two
everybody.
Of us.
Just the two of us, you and me, buddy. And, well, there's three of us. Now there's Arthur. Welcome back to the show. 8:35 in the morning here, and it's about 74, 75 out there here on the 8th of August, 2024. And let's go to the phones. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
What's up?
Well, we have exciting news. We are recruiting for the Republicans in Shasta County. We have over 70 school board positions that we need to fill by tomorrow. Is the filing deadline, and we have multiple other local fire, water, city council races going as well that we're recruiting for, so we have a lot of candidates excited to take back local control about some of that stuff that, you know, Harris and his new running mate are pushing about taking kids away from their parents and standing back against Newsom and his laws.
Well,
so if anybody wants to run, yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask a question here. The, you know, people here and their school boards, they use common sense. They want to protect their kids. They want to have something to say about what's happening to their children. You know, gosh, God knows why. But then the state passes laws that says, well, as much as we'd like to do this, it's illegal. What's the alternative to this? What can you do? I mean, I think it's Anderson? Or one of the school boards said, the heck with that. We're just going to continue what we're doing. What happens?
Well, you meet them in court and you file injunctions, and then it protects the kids while the court case is going. And eventually it will work its way through the state, just like many other court cases we've seen, and then go to the Supreme Court for them to decide where your parental rights end and where they, you know, they start. And so far, you know, they start with God giving us our God-given rights to parent our kids the way that we see fit.
Well, I think that, you know, parents have got it tough enough without having to fight the state every time they turn around. So, okay, so how do people get a hold of y'all?
So you can call me. I have my phone number out there for everybody.
Okay. Is there like a website or a Facebook page or something?
Yeah, you can go to Shasta GOP. Okay. They'll have information there. And then you can go to 530-356-6429, and you can contact me directly, and I'll walk you through the steps of how to file with the ROV.
Okay. Is the Shasta County GOP still suing each other?
Are they? Well, you know, there's lots of people doing lots of things, but I'm not getting sued.
Like the Republicans don't have enough problems in California, y'all are what, pulling knives on each other? What?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's like it's the big tent party where we accept all sorts of people. So all sorts of things happen.
This is the leadership of the GOP party up here in Shasta County fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The people want positions and titles, but, you know, I'm not part of that. And what we're really trying to do is get conservatives to run and endorse them and support them, because too long conservatives haven't really ran in Shasta County.
Uh-huh.
There's over 70 school board positions, and most of those are not filled with Republicans or conservatives. So we're really giving things away and giving ground away and not protecting our own up here in Shasta County. And the best way to do it is to run for school boards.
Okay. All right. I think that if you've got kids, or maybe even if you don't have kids, I guess you can run for this. But, you know, it's the future. And if you don't agree with things that are going on, you need to get involved with it. And God knows that we've seen our school boards go at it. So, anyway. But in most of them, they don't. You know, you get there, and everybody's quiet about making the right decisions. But then the state comes down with something that is just incredibly, incredibly hostile to the family. You got to step up and fight.
You do. Yeah, that's why I ran for school board last time, and I'm on the County Board of Education. So we're doing our part.
Okay, buddy. All right. Thank you. Goodbye. Hey, Tim Walz, Minnesota governor. And if you, depending on who you listen to, he is just the coach. Yeah, he's just a guy like us. And others, he is a Marxist. Maybe not even a Marxist, because that would entail other things, but a true socialist running with another socialist-leaning person by the name of Harris. But what's come up lately is, you know, he his military record. And let's talk about that. J.D. Vance went after him. He accused him of stolen valor. And if you look it up on the internet, try to find something that he was talking about. You know, that J.D. Vance was talking about.
I just tried to find a video of Kamala Harris's laugh.
Oh, yeah.
It's completely covered up. They don't want you to see her laugh.
No, they've taken it off. Oh, no, big, no.
Go look up Kamala Harris' laugh.
The fix is in, my friends, but the thing is they can't win if you get out and vote. Now, here in California, I hate this, is that it's a winner-take-all in the Electoral College. If you have 50.5% vote one way for a presidential election and 49.5% vote the other way, the one that has the 50.5 takes all the electoral votes, all of them, instead of saying, well, you know, half the people voted this way. They should get half the electoral votes, or, you know, electoral college votes. It doesn't work like that. So no matter how well a campaign you run, if everybody, you know, came out and voted and you still lost by one vote for the president, you know, I mean, you know, when you're voting and in the state and you have one vote more for one side or the other, and this is for either side, all the electoral college ballots votes go to the winner. And that's wrong. You've just disenfranchised half the population. Or let's just say 40% of the population, you've just disenfranchised a presidential vote by doing that. Because the state of California is a dictatorship run by the Democrats. It is a single party state, which is the reason we're having thousands of problems we're having here. It's the reason people are leaving. Another big company said they're moving out of California. Another one is leaving because of California. Because of the taxes and the things that they force people to do, and it's a one-party state. It's the Democrats. The Democrats are screwing up the state and have for years. Now, if it was switched and Republicans were doing this, I'd say it's the Republicans running the state. But it's not. It's a one-party state that they run with an iron hand. God forbid that parents want to have something to say about what happens to their children in school, and the state of California passes a law. It says, nope, sorry. The state knows better. We're the nanny state. We know how to take care of your children. And Tim Walz is even worse, if it's possible, further left than Gavin Newsom. He signed a law that said you had to put tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms, men's bathrooms, or the boys' bathrooms in high school. That's why he got the nickname Tampon Tim.
That is just so weird.
It's so weird.
What an incredibly weird guy.
And you go back and you look at the things he said. He and Kamala Harris want to do away with semi-automatic rifles. They want to ban them.
Well, they want
to take them from you. Kamala Harris has said she wants a buyback program. And she's kind of all the things that she has said in the past, the chameleon lady has, oh, well, that's not, well, you know, I this is what I think now. I mean, it's all BS.
Well, you know what's crazy about the Vivac program? Using a 3D printer, you can make ghost guns. Then you can take these barely functional ghost guns to a buyback program and just sell them to the government for tons of money.
Well, I wouldn't even say tons of money.
So buybacks are just, they're just money loopholes for people with old guns. Nobody's going to take
them. Well, that's what it is. When they come back and they say, hey, we're doing a buyback, they get stuff that's junk.
Yeah.
But then they can take that money and go out and buy a new one. Because there's still a million a month of people applying to buy firearms here in the United States. A million a month.
But the thing is, we know that the moment they ban, like, AR-15s, they're going to be like, oh, you know what? These 22s, they're so dangerous.
No, what they'll say then is, what they'll say then, when they ban the semi-automatic rifles. Well, you know what? Most of the shootings and, all, you know, and the killings in cities and all this is from pistols. Semi-automatic pistols. Next, you know, that's really what we have to ban.
And then we'll be like Britain and freaking out about knives.
Yeah. Oh, well, now, you know, those semi-automatic pistols are gone. Oh, look, people are being stabbed.
My
you know,
cousin.
Once you get going on this, but we as Americans have a constitutional right to own and bear firearms. We have that right that other countries don't, and look what happened to those other countries. All the, you know, their firearms, in many cases, were confiscated. They were forced to sell their firearms to the government, which then says, well, it's up to you. It's up to the government to protect us. Excuse me? We know they can't do it. We know they can't. It's not because we don't have a great police department. They're not everywhere. How do they protect you? And your firearms have been taken by the state. And if you don't think that the majority of the Democratic legislators down in Sacramento wouldn't take your semi-automatic rifle, your hunting rifle, your pistol away from you, then you've indulged too much in recreational drugs. If you don't think they would do it, if they had a chance to do it tomorrow, didn't have the Constitution, didn't have a Supreme Court, boom, yeah. Your guns are gone. Gone, baby.
My cousins visited from Britain recently, and I love them. They're great. We had a great time. But
oh, yeah.
The education system is completely messed up, their opinions of knives and stuff. So I have this super cool jungle machete that I keep on my wall, and he unironically did not know, one of my cousins, that there was any other use for a machete than for killing people. He had no clue that they had any other use.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Never thought that the people used it to, you know, clear brush and
had no clue. It was a killing machine only.
So you should have brought him over and I could have opened up the safe. Said, here you go.
I should have. That would have been great.
Oh yeah, here's. Oh yeah, this is. And you know what? I'm a little ashamed here because I don't have as many as almost all my friends. Many firearms.
An American.
But you know
problem.
What they do to these? And we got to take a break here. And you're supposed to tell me that. But we were talking. Here's the thing. They take people out and let them shoot firearms. No semi-automatic, perfectly legal. Let them shoot. They love it. They love shooting that rifle. So.
That's how you change their minds.
Oh, they go, ooh. And then you say to them, would you shoot somebody with this? Oh, no, I would never do that. That's right. Gun doesn't shoot people. People shoot people. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by K Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment here with Carl Bott. Hey, look, I played that one. I played more on it. I always play that, Toby Keith, God bless him, because I want to talk about military. I want to talk about our vice presidential candidates. And let's talk about Tim Walz. I really believe Tim Walz is as close to being a card-carrying socialist as you possibly can be. It's just my opinion. But I would recommend that if you're saying, well, you know, my gosh, you know, they call him coach, and he's a veteran. God bless him for being a veteran. You'll never, ever hear me say anything about it. But there are parts of his military career that have been, been brought into question. He served honorably in both the Nebraska and Minnesota Army National Guard. And I think he spent 24 years in, I believe, something like that. But here's the way. You've got to, when you read it, from all of the, the mainstream media, the way they write things. Earning medals and deploying in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Well, if you read this, you don't know anything about the military or anything. Oh, gosh, yeah, he's over there in combat. Wrong. He deployed to Italy. That's as close as he got. In his final days of service, he, in his bio, he says he's a retired command sergeant major of the Army in the Army National Guard. Now, that's a pretty high rank. That's the highest enlisted rank you can get in the Army. Ted Leidy, retired command sergeant major, but he served in the infantry forces, had a stint with a secret squirrel type of operation there. But this Waltz did, you know, he had been promoted to that, but he didn't finish the very simple requirements of the school. And so when he retired, they demoted him out of that into master sergeant, and another high rank, but not command sergeant major. But that's what it says in his bio.
He had to fight those brave tourist scammers over there in Italy.
Well, you know what? It's tough over if you had to drive. Like, see, he was in Naples. Oh, I mean, God. Driving there is dangerous. It's very taxing while you're there in Italy, while other units were maybe closer to the ISIS and the terrorists.
He had to resist the pizza and the wine.
Well, you know what? It's an easy
they didn't have to do that in Iraq.
Okay. I got a great pizza story for you. Had to do with Desert Storm, but that's for another day. Anyway, but here's the thing is, he said that he wants to ban weapons of war like he used in war. He's never been to war. God bless him for being in the military when he didn't have to be. It was the National Guard.
So like a baton maybe? Like
No. It was, I don't know what he's talking about because he was never in war. Now, did he train with, quote, weapons of war? Of course he did. He was in the Army for reserves for 24 years. And let me tell you about reserves. Oh, they're reserves. They don't go anywhere. Wrong. When I hit Iraq the last time, I'm sitting next to this young man from, get this, Minnesota. And I said, I'm a National Guard. I said, yeah, really? National Guard's here, huh? And I said, how long you been here? I've been here 14 months, sir. 14 months? Yeah, we're going to leave after 16 months. 16 months? The National Guard? He goes, yes, sir. The Marines only deployed for a year. And this is somebody from the Minnesota National Guard. I've told the story before. Anyway, but guess who wasn't there? Tim Waltz. Why? Because after training his people and all that, he retired before they went to war. I want you to think about this for a second.
Brave.
These are guys that he's trained or in the process, you know, being in that training thing cycles. And they got, you know, they knew the alert order had been, they knew they were going. He retires before he had to go off to combat. Now, I know people that spent 20 years in the Marine Corps and just were in the wrong places, never saw a day of combat until the war on terror and the extra long 21-year war started. And the first tour they had in combat was 20 years into their career, 18 years into their career. Trust me, everybody got a couple of times there. Here you are. Your unit is heading off, going to head off to combat. He retires. Oh, I was going to run for Congress. Yeah. So, this to me is anything else he does. This one worries me. This one concerns me that you would abandon a team that you built, helped build. It's going to be going into combat. And the Minnesota National Guard did. And you stepped away. Now, J.D. Vance is bringing it up. And because of things in his bio, J.D. Vance uses the term stolen valor. And that is against the law to make claims of things you said you did and gain from that. Well, did he have a weapon of war that he carried in war? Of course not. Did he have a chance to deploy with the troops he trained and didn't? He did. He did not go with them. And the other one, the way it's written here, mainstream media, where he deployed in support of Iraqi of Enduring Freedom, and won medals for this. He was in Italy, but the way it's written, it sounds like he went to Iraq. There's mainstream media for you, my friends, at its very, very, very best. I hope you have a great day. I didn't mean to get so excited about this, but that bothers me. You know, you can be a socialist communist and you want to run for office, that's fine. But don't be using your non-existent record. Tomorrow, House of Realty will be, see what's, yeah, House of, I'm sorry.